All right, move on to agenda item number two. Report and possible discussion on activity report from Wells Fargo by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
This is our quarterly report on Wells Fargo. And in the report itself, we had a change. I have Barry here as well, if there's any questions. But our numbers went from 117 to 119 in retirees. We had two more retirees. The 349 now agrees back to the actuary report that we had back on June 13th.
What's your total number of employees today?
For BRA, 250. That number. So, as you can remember, back in the last quarter, we were at 351. We went down to 349, lost to two members. The plan did come in at 19.8 million in the market, and that was an improvement. We picked up 1.5 million. The report was back on February 29th, so that was during a pretty much a large market correction at that time. So, picking up 1.5 million was a welcome relief. We're still 1.7 million down as unrealized loss for a year ago. The plan still is running around 80,000 in cost per year. I know if you look at the bottom of this, it says 87, but that's just half of the audit period that we paid, and the other half aren't even paid. So you take the audit out, we're still running around $80,000 in cost per year. Any questions for Barry and I?
It's going to keep getting better.
Sure.
It seems like it has improved since then.
It has, but it's almost like it's waiting for something. It's a calm of some sort out there. You never know. I hope it does.
All right. Any other questions or comments under agenda item number two?
I might have one question, and not on this thing, but. As an employee, are there different options? Is there like a 451 plus the regular retirement plan, or I guess? And the reason I'm asking that is I noticed like Mike Biltis is, which is one of the ones that we had for putting in for retirement.
Right.
Been with us 14 years.
Right.
And the monthly monthly retirement was $154. I don't, that doesn't compute in my mind.
Because he is in the 401, 457 plan.
Okay. NTCDRS is when we release this plan, we end up TCDRS. Okay. So
we don't see that portion?
You wouldn't see that portion.
Okay.
You all don't have to approve that. Yes.
Gotcha.
So that is just a minor. We switched.
I understand.
Not too long after he had started.
Okay.
So it was just a little bit of contribution.
Yes.
So in total, he has more.
Do we have any idea what the average benefit is
for TCDRS? Or
no,
this?
for
someone
distribution under the.
Oh geez, I think it would vary so greatly depending on.
Well, I know that it would, but I'm just saying we've got 100 and how many people we still got out there on. We got 349 people on the plan,
right?
And I'm just curious.
$1,200.
What?
$1,200 a month.
Okay.
Retired participants.
Okay.
Now that,
that's your average?
Yes.
That may go down somewhat because at least the active employees that still have benefits in this plan or not a very long.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I guess that's kind of where I was coming from. I mean, that ought to, as a number, ought to go down, I think, over a period of time. Still got the liability that's got to be funded, but I just was curious.
You probably still have several employees also who have left the BRA. They have not started drawing on their retirement. That may still have pretty significant benefit, retirements, because their benefits would predominantly be from this old plan.
Do their benefits continue to accrue and grow?
No.
Is there any reason why they stay and not start taking their benefits?
They probably aren't eligible yet.
Not old enough.
Or if they're eligible, if they wait till their full retirement age, they get the full benefit. If they start drawing earlier, then their benefit is reduced each month.
Well, I I'm sure Sal experienced the same thing. We've got employees that leave a plan. They leave money. It's you just sit there and think, hey, folks, where are you? I mean, we I was looking at the plan the other day. We've got 30 employees that have terminated. All but seven of them should have their money to be gone. I mean, it's just really frustrating for people to not pay attention to the amount of money they have and do something about it. I mean, that's my point more than anything.
But this, I appreciate that, Monica. I thought we were looking at everybody that was retired.
Yeah, no, no,
we're
sir.
Just looking at the old.
No. His benefit is better than what it appears to be.